USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is insisting that a massive border wall be built.
We have other wall that's under construction, and we're giving out a lot of contracts. So we're building the wall. It's getting built one way or the other.
Talking at the White House today, President Trump again called on Congress to give him billions of dollars to finish that wall. The president calls out Democrats once again over border funding.
6 months ago, we really started going to town because I could see we're getting nowhere with the Democrats. We're not going to get anywhere with them. It's going to be a part of their campaign, and I think Nancy Pelosi should be ashamed of herself.
Longtime Trump ally Roger Stone heads back to court today in Washington, D.C. for a status hearing. Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's page in his 1984 medical yearbook contains a photo of a person in blackface and another wearing a KKK hood next to different pictures of the governor. In a statement, the governor said he was sorry for appearing in the photo and apologized to Virginians. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Milk Life. Move over, avocado toast. One of the most Instagram foods may surprise you. A new study found milk is one of America's most shared foods on Instagram, and posts with milk express more joy and less negativity than posts without milk. Milk gives kids nutrients to grow strong and helps us refuel after races. But it's also part of life's real moments of happiness, meeting friends for lattes, or digging into mom's famous mac and cheese. Molly Yeh, award-winning cookbook author, blogger, and host of Food Network's Girl Meets Farm, says,
"Milk plays a starring role in my kitchen in my most cherished moments, like my Blintz baked French toast that I make for my brunch club. Milk is wholesome, nourishing, and real."
Milk is important in the moments and foods Americans love. Share your real moments with Milk on Instagram using hashtag LoveWhat'sReal and hashtag Sweepstakes for a chance to win a year's supply of milk. Visit www.milklife.com for rules and regulations. That's www.milklife.com. Milk. Love what's real.
The Trump administration's pulling the nation out of another treaty. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the formal announcement on Friday morning that the U.S. is withdrawing from the decades-old nuclear treaty with Russia, known as the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. He says Russia's been violating it for years.
Russia has jeopardized the United States security interests, and we can no longer be restricted by the treaty while Russia shamelessly violates it.
The treaty had been signed by then-President Ronald Reagan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees is talking about missing the Super Bowl after a blown call in the NFC Championship game.
"I've lived my life by worrying about the things that I can control. I know there were things that happened in that game before and after that call that were within our control, that we could have done better, that would have resulted, I think, in a win."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul has been awarded just under $600,000 in a lawsuit against a neighbor who attacked him back in 2017. The jury awarded Paul just under $8,000 in medical damages, $200,000 for pain and suffering, and $375,000 for punitive damages. Paul joins Fox News and says he's just happy to have the situation behind him.
"You know, my wife and I have had a tough year, me in particular physically, and I'm still healing. We're glad to have the court case over. To us, the court case wasn't really just about us. It was also about all of us in the sense that it's to send a signal that violence isn't the way we should resolve our differences. You know, we all have differences, and you get on the Internet, and the hatred is so awful out there, political differences, religious differences, and even day-to-day differences with the people who live around us. We've got to resolve these things peacefully, and that's a mark of America and our civilization, is not resolving things violently."
Despite calls for her to cancel her show, Mariah Carey performed in Saudi Arabia on Thursday. A women's activist group had started a petition to shut down the concert because of the jailing of a women's rights advocate in the kingdom. When asked for comment, a publicist for Carey, who has never before performed in Saudi Arabia, said that they hoped this would be a positive step towards women's rights. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.